Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim. Amma ba'd. It is prohibited to keep dishevelled and dry hair. Sayyiduna Ata ibn Yasar narrates that a person with dishevelled hair and a dishevelled beard walked into the sacred masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated to him to arrange his hair. He returned a few moments later with neat and tidy hair. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Is it not better to have one's hair neat and well arranged instead of walking about with disheveled hair like a devil?" Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person with unkempt hair and remarked, "Can you not afford that is oil, with which he could neaten his hair? It is sunnah to use oil excessively." Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam frequently applied oil to his head. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would keep a cloth on his Mubarak head, and this became like an oil cloth due to the excessive amount of oil applied. Note, in order to ensure that the hat and turban remain clean, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept a piece of cloth between it and his Mubarak hair, and this would draw the excessive oil into it. It is related about Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he would apply oil twice a day. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever applies oil should commence with the eyebrows, as this wards off headaches." Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied oil, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pour it into his Mubarak hand and would thereafter apply it to the beard and the rest of the head. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied oil, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pour it in his left hand and he would first apply it on the eyebrows and then the rest of the head. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would commence applying oil from the front of the head. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.